the market definitely this week has shown that it's breaking out. In fact, some of our timing services that we use gave a buy signal in silver on Thursday, the first one that we've had in about 6 months, with the price breaking out above $28. It retreated a little bit on Friday, but I still believe that we can finally say now that we are in the market. We have had a lot of purchasing in the silver market, and I think we're going to see now with the Jackson Hole meeting coming up. Last year, that was the trigger, and we're only 3 weeks away from that, and the Democratic and Republican convention. So things should start getting a little more lively. I definitely would not wait on silver any longer. I'm not going to tell you it's going to jump like a dollar overnight, but the trend now we think is set to see $32 to $33 silver as a minimum by the end of the year. So we're talking about somewhere between 15 and 25% move just the last 4.5 months of the year. So on the silver, it is officially, I'm saying, to buy it and get in it. We've waited for about 3 months to say this again as we went through the consolidation period, and that's where we are now. We think it has consolidated. We think the next move is right in front of us, starting sometime during this month and carrying on up through the election. Another key event economically has been the movement in the bond market. We've seen the 10-year Treasury yield go from 1.4% to 1.62% in 2 weeks. That's a 15% increase in interest rates on the 10-year government bond. This is not a very good sign for bond investors or people leaving their money in the paper dollars. And we've been predicting this, as people have been listening to us for several months, that the dollar would reach a point. And now that we saw the event last Thursday in Europe where they can now monetize their own debt like we do, I think you'll continue to see the euro climb here, the U.S. dollar just start steadily going down. So this is all very favorable for both gold and silver. And gold is now up for the last 5 days, and I definitely have been saying buy gold, buy gold, buy gold, because when it breaks 1640 and we're only 20 bucks away, we're going to see that market go to 1700 very quickly and then on to 1800 after some resistance. So I would be in gold and silver and out of the U.S. dollar. And if you're heavily in the bond market, you need to really evaluate that, because the signal is that the bonds that have been in a bull market during this consolidation period and people moving out of the euro into U.S. treasuries is not ended, but is getting very close. Our palladium and platinum both look very interesting. They're not quite. They're still consolidating. They haven't broke above the technical moving average to give them a buy signal, but they're getting much closer, and we're watching. But as I said before, I'm not hesitant to buy palladium at this price range, or platinum for that matter. But if you're looking at it from a technical basis, we're not quite ready yet. And the news on the diamond front, we're having a lot of purchasing going on in China on the yellows. The yellows, you've seen the publicity about the white diamonds with the ETF not getting approved yet. We've seen white diamonds actually dip down the last 2-3 months in anticipation. People were buying the white diamonds they thought with the ETF, but just the opposite has happened with the yellows that we've been promoting and talking about. So I would continue to look at those. We're looking for a double-digit jump in those also by the end of the year. So all in all, it's time to move into the hard assets a lot more heavily. We're moving into the Indian buying season. We're moving into the Chinese New Year. We're moving in to the end of the fiscal year of the U.S. government on September 30th. September has always been a good month for metals as we print money to try to balance off the budget. And all that's very favorable for the metals the last 4.5 months of the year. If anybody needs to talk to me, they can reach me at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. 2812. And if you're not on our email blast, it's very confidential. We don't share that with anyone. You can go to FTM Daily and hit the Precious Metals button and sign up for our free email blasts that go out 2 to 4 times a week, depending on the information that we think is pertinent. With this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.